Now, it's the top five at five on the Rocon Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right. We will. We shall do that. Checking in at
number five.
Tiger Woods spoke to the media after missing the cut following a one under second round of the Open Championship at the Royal
Portrush.
Thank you.
Portrush in Northern Ireland.
Perfect pronunciation. Yeah. I'm happy to have you guys here. He said he feels, you know, pretty good about where things are headed at the moment.
I just have to continue to do what I'm doing. You know, I've gotten so much stronger over the past year, you know, working with my physios and trying to get my body organized so that I can play, you know, at a high level. And, you know, like, you know, it panned out. I won a major championship this year.
You know, he's missed the past two cuts of the last two majors, the PGA, or I shouldn't say the last two. He missed two cuts at the PGA and at the British Open. All things considered, considering the amount of his personal life, the amount of surgeries he had to go through in terms of the back injuries, this was a really good year for Tiger Woods because he won the Masters. Nobody thought
no
he would win
what.
Again, period.
Exactly.
He won the Masters again.
That?
So all things considered, a good year for Tiger.
He's got a new brand coming out called ASAP Tiger. It's going to be a whole cool thing.
The president's taking notice. We'll wait for his tweet on that. Checking in at
number four.
Today in the Oval Office, speaking of, President Trump said he'd be he's been contacted and asked to help ASAP Rocky, the rapper who's been in jail in Sweden since being detained July 5th on suspicion of assault. Trump talked about the support that the rapper has received from the public since news of his arrest and detention was made public.
ASAP Rocky is a situation in Sweden. Sweden's a great country. They're friends of mine. The leadership... And we are going to be calling. We'll be talking to him. We've already started. And many, many members of the African-American community have called me, friends of mine, and said, could you help? So I personally don't know ASAP Rocky, but I can tell you that he has tremendous support from the African-American community in this country. And when I say African-American, I think I can really say from everybody in this country, because we're all one.
Oh, yeah. Now he's unifying. Okay. Now he's unifying. I would see, I would never last in a White House press pool because I would have said, okay, name three. Name three African-Americans. You can't say Kanye. Name three others who called you. Go. We'll wait.
Just hearing him say ASAP Rocky is just funny to me. It's just, it's all things.
Imagine
wild.
That call.
We have a bonus cut, guys, before we start getting judging on this. And let's hear this.
I have been called by so many people asking me to help ASAP Rocky. Actually, the one who knew about ASAP Rocky was our first lady, right? She was telling me about, can you help ASAP Rocky? Do you want to give a little statement on that?
Well, we're working with State Department, and we hope to get him home soon.
That's great.
Has everybody seen the videotape? I mean, they need to look at the videotape. There, I mean, I can understand why Sweden is holding him. I'm not saying that he should be charged. I don't know that he threw a punch. But the Swedish fan who apparently walked up to him to try to get a picture or an autograph or something, his bodyguards, like, beat him up pretty badly, and he's right in the middle of it. So, I mean, let's hope Sweden does the right thing, but I don't know if presidential involvement's the right way to go on this. I'm just saying.
Melania, all over this.
Yes.
There's something going on in that West Wing, let me tell you.
All right, checking in at
number three.
Yes.
We're going to, actually, I've just been told, let's take a break here. We'll come back and do your three, your two, and your one in the top five at five. But first, at this moment, let's check in with Kim Gordon, find out what's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
For the sixth day in a row, President Trump continues his attacks on four congresswomen of color.
Catch Living Healthy Chicago this Saturday at 9 a.m. Learn about the struggles and successes of everyday Chicagoans with health and fitness. Living Healthy Saturday, 9 a.m. WGN-TV.
It's the Rocon Show with me, Anna DeVlantis. We've got Richard Roper in studio, Lauren Lapka, and Kevin Powell came in. The kids, as we've got the Bloody Marys rolling from the Highwood Bloody Mary Fest. Right now, caller number 19, 312-981-7200. You win four passes to the 12th Annual Blackhawks Convention, July 26th. That's next weekend through the 28th. Hilton Chicago is where it's at. We're going to be out there. It's so much fun, featuring current players, alumni, autographs, interactive stuff, all kinds of stuff to check out, photo sessions, big opening ceremonies, Q&A panels, exhibits, lots to check out. Blackhawks.com. You won't be disappointed. Purchase your passes if you'd like. Blackhawks.com. Check it out right now. Good luck, caller number 19.
Nice.
Kevin
and I got some our eyes on some broken DeBrincat hockey sticks and I think some old Patrick Sharp hair gel still. Is it they like to put some of the items there available.
Real blood from the ice when there Andrew Shaw took one of the
things. Well, anything for any Blackhawks fan.
We're in the middle of top 5 at 5 and we're tucking in at
number 3.
So if you're a huge fan of Netflix Stranger Things, and I know a lot of people are, you may have already binged the show's whole third season, which debuted July 4th. In fact, the streaming giant claims. Have you?
Oh, yeah.
I had
in like a day or two.
Talking about this the other day.
Ruined Christmas now. You opened all your
Don't
presents.
Say
now
a
you
thing.
Have to wait a year and a half, young lady.
I still won't say anything.
Netflix claims that just days into its release, 40.7 million accounts had tuned in to watch the continuing adventures of Mike, Jane, Dustin, Lucas, and Will. Fans have watched the Upside Down gang grow up. They were just little kids, right, when this whole thing started?
Yeah, they got so big.
Fast.
Yeah.
Along they grew up so fast.
Oh, those kids. Oh, jeez. Along with their real-life alter egos, Finn, Wolfhard, Millie Bobby Brown, Gaten Mazarazzo, and Caleb McLaughlin and Noah Schnapp. They so have their adult co-stars, like David Harbour, who plays Jim Hopper.
You know, it's interesting to watch. It's almost like, you know, you plant seeds in a garden and you think like, oh, this seed is going to be this and this seed is going to, and then you're just wrong about all of them. So all the ideas I had about them and for them when I was starting the first season they've all changed and gone in different directions. And that surprise is, you know, it has its pluses and minuses.
It is so weird. They have changed the game for child actors.
They're so good.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah,
they're
really
scary
are.
Good.
They're really good. And it's interesting, David Harbour, who's been around for a long time, but this has been such a great role for him. But what he speaks about, too, when you think about it, those adults, they spend so much time with those kids over the course of these filming. It's like Modern Family, which is going to in its 11th year. And they really have a parental feeling about the kids as they're growing up. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. How old would the oldest be right now, would we say? Like in Stranger Things.
I feel like 15, 16?
Like, yeah. Like exactly. High school age or whatever?
So weird. Yeah, even their voice, you know how they start to
sound. Yeah.
Right. So like a little
but it still
man.
Works. It still works.
Oh, yeah.
It's
I'm going to get on my bicycle now.
Right then it happened. They dropped. Right there, on set. Cut. Yes, I know.
Okay, Finn, we're going to have you do that again. No
voice
problem.
Coach,
I got this.
Come on
I got
in.
This, man.
We need
you.
You
can shave your mustache.
Yeah. Dollar Shave Club stopping by.
Oh, gosh. But it's good, right? Lauren, no spoilers, God. But
she loves
what
it.
Would you say?
So good. I think it was the best season yet.
Wow.
And I think a lot of people were like, oh, how are they going to keep going? Oh, yeah. They're going to keep
going. They
figured
it out.
Yeah. They had their little teaser at the end, so there's definitely another season coming.
All right. Now I'm interested. I'm intrigued. All right. Checking in at
number 2.
A Chicago artist, listen to this, developing a following using the streets as his canvas for mosaic art, put to a practical use. He's filling potholes. Jim Bachor said he learned the mosaic creation technique in Italy. First attempted to use it to patch a pothole in 2013. Bachor said people generally just don't question him while he's in the process of creating the pothole art, which he then goes ahead and, of course, posts to Instagram.
I used to be very paranoid because it's like people are looking at me wondering what I'm doing. But, you know, people have their own lives and doing their own thing. And I clearly look like I'm supposed to be here. But as the campaign's gotten more and more popular, I'll be out in place somewhere and someone across the street will be, I know what you're doing, or, you know, I like your work, or that kind of stuff.
I don't know. I still don't know if it's legal or not, but I have had discussions with police through the years, about a half dozen, and once they know what I'm doing, they don't have an issue with it.
Yeah. Ron
as
Swanson.
As long as you're filling the pot.
Right. Yeah, why would you
Ron
complain?
Swanson there. I've actually commissioned him to fill the hole in Kevin's heart so he can learn to love again. So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah. What a sweet gesture.
Just a personal project
Things
of mine.
I'm curious. You gotta go check out that Instagram page.
It's a big hole.
Well, Kevin just watches A Star Is Born the trailer for the new Top Gun.
Oh,
and he gets all mushy inside. And it just, you know.
I watched Top Gun last night.
The trailer? So good. Oh, the first one in advance to prepare yourself. Because
you
got
to watch the first one if you're going to see the second one.
Yeah, it's
something to look for when you watch the Top Gun from 30 years ago. Tom Cruise's teeth were just in the early stages. Because if you look at him when he was really young, he had to do tons of work. So just there. Totally. They're just halfway done with the dental work.
He totally looks different. That's true, his teeth.
And Kelly McGillis, who plays his lover, she had to keep her hat on in some of the scenes because she had gone off to do another movie, then they had to do reshoots, so they had to put a baseball cap on. Just a little inside stuff for you guys to look for.
All right, quickly, we have a bonus cut here. We got to get to that. We're going to skip that, I've just been told, because we're running out of time here in the top five of five. So let's get right to the
number one.
Word to the wise, next time you get in an Uber, maybe it's time to ask about your driver's secret talent. That seems to have worked out for South African driver Menzie Mgoma. In passenger Kim Davey, who has helped Mgoma find a global stage for his opera singing abilities after ending up in his car and being wowed by his amazing voice. How about that?
That's pretty good.
Woo!
Two stars.
Two? Are you kidding?
Yeah, let me out here. This is my song.
Thanks to some viral exposure after Davey shared a video of her musical ride on Facebook, Mgoma has become something of a local celebrity and even recently released his first single, the pop-leaning Feel the Love, which still showcases the operatic vocals.
That's like a
it's
turn.
Danceable opera.
This is my stop right here. This is definitely my stop. I don't care what the Google Maps says.
Oh,
just drop me off.
Going. I'm going
meantime,
all the way
you
downtown.
The 35th Street exit. Yeah, now we got to go to 47th.
Drop me
singer.
Off. Oh my God, drop me off.
You just got to start singing along and be like, okay,
Take a left at the lights. Take a right at the stop sign.
That man's got talent. Let's close this thing up.
The top five at five.